Do not conform to the pattern of this world. Romans 12:2. Go and make disciples of all nations. Matthew 28. Now, as Christians, these two pieces of scripture keep us in a constant state of tension, don't they? I mean, on one hand, our final instructions from the Lord Jesus Christ are to go, engage the culture, and tell the world all about him and his amazing love. While at the same time, we are strongly cautioned not to be conformed to the pattern of the culture we are living and doing this Matthew 28 work in. Now, if you're like me, this continues to be a constant push and pull on my own missionary calling in life. Tension. In other words, it can be really, really hard. Well, welcome everyone to Outpost 127 as we broadcast from our outlying post to bring a little encouragement to those of you on the front lines advancing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Well, hello to everybody listening to this Outpost 127 broadcast. I know it's been a number of weeks since I shared any thoughts with you here, but I mean, that's just kind of the way it works with me sometimes. I can actually go for weeks, sometimes even months, without seemingly any promptings from the Holy Spirit. But then when he does prompt me, I feel like I need to get in here and share with you what's kind of rumbling around in my head, as hopefully it's going to inspire everybody who's listening. You know, lately I've been thinking about the tension between these two passages of scripture from Romans 12:2 and Matthew 28, and how they relate to what I believe is one of the hardest contemporary patterns that many of us struggle with, this idea of celebrity influence. Now, celebrity is defined as someone who is famous or is being celebrated, leading to fame. And influence is defined as having the capacity to have an effect on the character, development, or behavior of someone or something. So when you combine the two words together, celebrity influence, you get a famous person who has the capacity to affect character, development, or behavior of those around them. Celebrity influence in our culture today is actually seen as a virtue, something to be admired and even desired and copied. And I have to say, as a leader working for many years in both the public sector world and the ministry space, I've seen how celebrity influence can have tremendous positive transformational benefit. But I've also witnessed the subtle and subversive rise of celebrity over influence. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, let me take kind of a more localized example, something I'm a little more familiar with. I've closely watched many of my own community leaders through the years. Perhaps they're an average homeowner association president, maybe a small business owner, and they feel compelled to get involved in local politics by running for office. Sometimes that means that they're running for everything from a school board to maybe a city council member. Now, I'm convinced that their early aspirations, their early dreams and desires, I'm convinced that they're noble and that they truly do want to serve and lead real community transformation through their influence. I mean, I believe that and I've seen that. But something seemingly goes wrong after the election. Now, I'm not really sure what the issue is. I don't know that I am going to be able to unpack that right now, but I've been around long enough and seen it happen time and time again that I've come to believe that celebrity gets in the way. Trust me, when community members and business owners bend over backward time and time again to make sure that local elected leaders are well taken care of, or when they are rarely told no, or when they are constantly told how great of a job they're doing, a celebrity complex is sure to eventually develop, isn't it? I have to say that I even sat on a board of directors for 6 years for a local nonprofit, and I found it interesting that at times when we would actually move around our properties for our board meetings, how the staff at the property would treat us completely different. They would treat us almost like that, like we were VIPs, we were celebrities, and they would bend over backward to serve us, even though that we were just sort of, you know, regular people serving, volunteer serving on these nonprofit boards. I've seen it firsthand. Would we really be any different? I mean, I'd like to think that we would be. I'd like to think that I would be, but would we really? I mean, when we're treated that way, doesn't it feel good? Doesn't it suddenly click inside of us and maybe make us feel a little bit more important than maybe we really are? The dangers of celebrity influence aren't confined just to the political world. They're not just confined to board members. Ministries and pastors face the same trials and temptations as well. In fact, think about this. It doesn't take long after writing a best-selling book or getting hundreds of new followers on a blog or maybe a podcast for that once obscure pastor to reach a newfound celebrity status in the Christian world. I mean, you've seen it. I've seen it, right? The same can happen to the worship leader that maybe nobody had ever heard about until their song hit the airwaves, or even that church that's been serving their community for 25 years, who's kind of just behind the scenes until recently they're featured in a story in Christianity Today. I mean, don't even get me started on what can happen through a YouTube channel, right? Now look, I don't believe that influence is wrong and shouldn't be pursued. As I said earlier, I believe influencers can be positive change agents in a culture that desperately needs to know about the love of Jesus. In fact, accomplishing our Matthew 28 mission by influencing the world around us should be the work that drives us. But I do think a problem develops when the influencer becomes the celebrity and purposely perpetuates their celebrity within the culture. All right, let me say that again. I think the problem arises when the Christian influencer perpetuates his or her celebrity status within the culture. Now, I understand that many times the culture elevates the pastor, the church, or the ministry influencer to a place of celebrity without their permission or without their knowledge. I mean, that's one of the things our culture does best, right? Is that we elevate people up to celebrity status, even if they don't want it. But the only celebrity that should be receiving the accolades, the spotlight, the standing ovation, is Jesus Christ. Now, I know. You're going to respond by saying, but Greg, if I become more well-known and famous, I will have more influence and will be able to reach more people for Christ. Perhaps. I mean, that's how we justify it, don't we? I mean, like the elected politician, the motives of the heart at first may be noble and your plan may be biblical, but culture only knows how to do one thing, and that's to celebrate and elevate you so that you begin receiving the glory, not the one whom you're actually serving and working for. And before long, you're maybe making a decision to have your photo on the back of the book jacket or creating a new ministry that is named after you. Ouch. Okay. All right. Now, for those of you who are about to turn off this broadcast in disgust, please hear me out. I know that there is no condemnation for those that are in Christ, so neither am I trying to bring guilt or shame to anyone who is listening to this right now, even if you're red in the face and mad at what I just said. I am, however, trying to bring a cautionary tale to the work we have been called to do for the one who has called us to do it for. I think it's important to be honest and vulnerable and admit that it can happen to any of us if we aren't paying careful attention. In fact, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I don't struggle with wishing that I had more Outpost 127 listeners. I'm not going to lie and say that I never get discouraged that this podcast ministry isn't growing as fast as others or as fast as I think it should be growing. And yes, I could sit here and I could think of clever ways to grow my celebrity influence all under the guise of more influence equals more influence for Christ. But I know myself too well. And better yet, God really knows me so much more. He knows the tendency I have to take credit for the work that He has enabled and called me to do. He knows the hubris that tends to grow within me. I am well aware of it most of the time as well. And that makes me susceptible to fall into the celebrity influence trap. Listen, it's not easy to go and make disciples while at the same time keeping myself from being conformed to the patterns of this world. I'm sure you feel the same way. But I'm convinced that this tension, it's always going to be there. But I'm also encouraged and strengthened by the example of John the Baptist in John 3:30, when at the height of his celebrity influence, he exclaimed this about Jesus: "He must become greater, I must become less." Amen, John. Amen. Thanks for listening. Have a good rest of your evening.